Welcome to Voicing the Gen Z Vibe, a space where I cut through the generational talk and speak the unspoken truth about work, leadership, and energy while centering in on Gen Z. I'm your host, Dr. Zura Damani. Call me Z. I'm an author, a leadership strategist, an eternal student of how people show up in spaces. In this podcast, I go beneath the surface of how things have always been done and explore what actually resonates with Gen Z and what doesn't. Each episode will start with the coat. It will dive into a real example and leave you with insight, not just information. So let's get into today's vibe. And I quote a Gen Z interviewee. They're not antisocial. They're just allergic to performative small talk. There's a rising narrative that paints Gen Z as withdrawn, aloof, even antisocial in the workplace. But that's not the whole picture. What if, instead, they're simply reading the energy of a room, and they're choosing not to play a part that feels inauthentic? Because Gen Z, it doesn't just speak to be heard. They speak when something has purpose. You see, they have been raised in homes where both parents often worked, where independence was modeled very early, and where they learned intuitively that energy doesn't lie. And that tone reveals more than title. And that just because someone's in a room doesn't mean they are present. I remember during my field work, speaking with a Gen Z hire during an onboarding session. When asked why they hadn't spoken during the team's daily check-in, they said, "Nothing needed to be said. People were talking to fill the air. I was listening to see if anyone was actually saying something." That interaction stopped me in my tracks. For many leaders, especially Gen X and millennials, silence can feel like disinterest. But you see, for Gen Z, it's often discernment. It's energetic filtering. They're not being rude by being silent. They're either resonating with you or they're not. So before we go any further, let me anchor on who we are talking about. Gen Z refers to those who are born roughly between 1997 and 2012. They are the first fully digital native generation, raised on the internet, social media, and in many cases during economic and global instability. But they're also the generation raised by millennials and late Gen Xers, parents who were always working, juggling, burning out. They have witnessed the cost of constant hustle, and they absorbed a very different lesson. Presence is greater than performance. So what does this mean for us, especially those who lead, who teach, and collaborate across generations? Well, the first thing, stop equating silence with disengagement. For Gen Z, silence means observation. It's not that they're tuned out. It's that they are tuned into something deeper than words. Second thing, ditch the performance rituals. These forced check-ins, icebreakers with no meaning or praise without depth, Gen Z sees it and senses it from a mile away. And Gen Z craves genuine interactions, not scripted ones. The third thing, honor energetic fluency. You see, they read energy before org charts. If the culture feels off to them, they are not going to fake alignment. If the leader lacks presence, they're not going to follow the noise. And the fourth thing, Create spaces with purpose, not pressure. Let meetings, conversations, and feedback have real stakes. When they do, that's when Gen Z will meet you with clarity and insight that far exceeds their years. So the next time you find yourself wondering why the youngest person in the room isn't speaking up, take a pause. Ask yourself, not why are they so quiet, but instead, what is the room saying that I'm not hearing? Because Gen Z, they're not reading from a script. They're reading the room. And maybe, just maybe, it's time we start listening to them. Thank you for tuning in to Voicing the Gen Z Vibe. If this episode sparked something in you, share it, reflect on it, and join me in reimagining leadership, one vibe at a time.